Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A tradition unlike any other.
I don't want to do that.
What?
Can't I just sit in the corner and drink?
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
I know Josh has had some struggles in years past against the Jets, but I think he should be able to carve that defense up, so I'll take the Bills.
Pressure coming, flees the pocket, gonna take off and run. He's got the first down and more. 40, 50. Allen puts the ball in his left hand, stiff arms a man, and is out of bounds into Jets territory. At the New York Jets 39-yard line, it's a 50-yard run.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Howard Simon's going to pick the Bills here after the Bills' 30-10 win over the Jets. Dominant performance, stress-free. Feet up there in the Howard Simon bunker.
Mm-hmm. Out stress-free. Let's not just, you know, go right past that.
Not fully true. Josh ran off the field.
That was the only moment. Yeah. But yeah. How many of you had really bad thoughts in those few seconds?
All of us.
Once I saw the blood dripping, I thought it's probably just the nose.
Even just he runs, like he sprints right off the field. Like, oh my God, what just happened? Why is he running that fast to the sideline? Like, not he's down, the trainers are coming out. It was... uh-oh, what happened? Mm-hmm. And like the Bills season just flashed before my eyes in those few seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not, I did not like that part.
Well, let's get to picking the Bills because, you know, why not? It's time. And
he's picked them to go 12-5 each of the first two season attempts.
Methinks that number's going up.
17-0?
I'm just saying.
I've been asked the question. Do you think they're going to go 17-0?
You know, why do you do this to me? You see, Joe, this is why this segment always bothered me, because he's a you-know-what disturber. He just sits there and he throws little things out there and he gets me in trouble. You know, like, you know, he gives me these notes about a couple of games last week, so I pick him to lose, and then he yells at me for why. You just told me so-and-so's record in December. So he does that stuff. Now he's saying 17-0. So if they don't go 17-0, he's going
to
yell at me.
And so if you don't pick them to go 17-0, you come off like a jerk.
Right. Yeah. And it's his fault. I'm pointing to Jeremy for those of you that aren't watching.
What can I say? All right, let's get to the Bills and see if you do go 17-0. Of course, it's a short week and a game against Miami. The Dolphins, most likely, last appearance in this stadium. Unless they turn it around and get a wild card.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Not good.
Is it Mike McDaniel's last game as head coach of the Dolphins at Highmark Stadium?
I'm going to maintain that they want to tank once it goes the wrong way.
But it's possible. It's a long week. They could just promote whoever the special teams coach is.
And they're actually, they're in the, quote, softer part of their schedule. This was the part, not the Bills game, of course, but this was the where they were supposed to get off to a good start because they're playing non-playoff teams from last year. Yeah, their offense bounced back after the game against the Colts, so that's good. But Tua threw a critical interception in the fourth quarter. But they're secondary right now. No offense. I hope this doesn't come back to haunt me. They're trash. Like, they have no cornerbacks. The Bills should eat that secondary up on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. I would take the Bills to win. I'd be stunned if Miami comes in here and wins that game. I really would.
Yeah?
Stunned.
12.5 points.
12.5 points.
By the way, that's a big loss.
A year ago, Miami was favored. I mean, the game was in Miami, but they were favored against the Bills, and now it's a 12.5 point spread.
That line's, I'm surprised it's not even moving. Like, doesn't seem like enough to me.
Because it started at 9.5 and it already moved, maybe, so.
But Oliver is probably out. Now Milano might be out. Don't know about, you know, is Taron Johnson coming back? The Bills have injuries on the defensive side.
Yep.
That could be affecting the line, but they should have no problem. And, of course, Josh's numbers against the Dolphins are just eye-popping.
I see 13.5 at one, but so it might start moving in other places.
Josh has never lost a home game to the Dolphins, just so you know.
I don't expect him to start this week.
No.
Saints at Bills.
It's
what's the spread? Joe wants to know if it's going to get to 20.
I want to know if it gets to 20.
When was the last time the Bills were favored in a game by 20 or more points? Ever? Was it ever?
I don't know. I brought up the other day that Denver was once favored by 27 over Jacksonville when they had Peyton Manning. I don't know what the Bills' record is. I probably should know what is the Bills' record. I'll find that.
Okay. I will take a win over the Saints.
Win. Then home for the Patriots, Sunday Night Football. I just want to point out, this is where I do the old talk you into something. I'm not really going to talk you
much. Oh, my goodness. See what I said, John?
But
he's doing it again.
It wouldn't be that bad if this game were meaningful. The Patriots' next two games are home against the Steelers and then home against the Panthers.
Win both.
Could they be 3-1 and the Bills are 4-0 and it's a Sunday night game? That'd be juicy, and then the Bills can, smash them by, 30.
That would be nice. Yeah, I like Drake May. You know, I still think, I know Diggs and Hollins are there, and I think Hollins had a touchdown the other day, didn't he? They still need work on their wide receiving core. I'm not sold on the defensive side of things. I will take the Bills to beat the Patriots, but New England looks like they're the second best team in the division.
The record for the Bills is 20. They're favored by 20 points against the Jeff George 0-6 Colts in 1991. And they covered.
They covered. There you go.
So 20 is the record. I think there's a chance they could break the record. Yep.
Wow.
It's New Orleans.
So, Bills, Patriots, you're picking the win.
Yeah.
Then the Bills go to Atlanta to play the Falcons on a Monday night.
That last Falcons game, huh? Woof. I had the Bills a couple times losing to the Falcons in this wonderful segment. That we all love. I'm going to take a Bills victory.
Bills victory.
They looked good on defense, Atlanta. There are some super impressive throws. Other times it looks tough, but
take the Bills. Bills win over the Falcons. Then bye week and off to Carolina to play the Panthers.
I'll take the Bills.
Bills still unbeaten at this point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Feeling good. Home against the Chiefs. Did you enjoy that Chiefs game? Chiefs-Eagles?
I did. Blowout would have been nicer, but irony of Chiefs fans complaining about calls not going for their team.
Ball in the tush-push.
And they were right. I mean, they definitely missed at least one or two false starts.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
Are we going to yell about the tush-push for a whole year again?
Yes. Oh, God, I hope not.
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely, it's going to happen.
Who cares?
Dean Blandino on the broadcast.
Oh, he was angry.
Yeah, he's like, this is dumb.
I'm done with it.
He's like, this play is stupid. How do you officiate it?
Yeah.
I heard Terry Bradshaw had a rant about, everybody's,
really?
It's going to keep happening.
Hopefully everybody gets to, it's bad for the sport, get rid of it.
I keep hearing everyone include in their commentary also, they're going to get rid of it. But here's why I hate it right now.
They were close.
How many votes away? Like 3 votes away?
It was close,
It was very close. They need 3/4 of the league to vote for something.
Wasn't there?
It's like 24, right? 24 out of 32.
24 out of 32. Yeah. 75% clearance is a big number to get to.
Wasn't the report the day before that they thought it would get banned?
Yes.
And then someone switched votes?
Just short. Yep. Yeah. All right. So anyway, what do you got?
Take the Bills to win.
Bills over the Chiefs.
That's the earliest we're talking about 17-0, right?
I mean,
that's 8-0 and they beat the Chiefs. I think it's coming up.
If they beat Atlanta, people are going to talk about it. It's a road game, prime time. That's also the earliest we can know that they will not go to Arrowhead this year, which I think is already looking Like that game, if they're up two games on Kansas City, the Chiefs would have to run the table to get to that point. And then the Bills beat them. They'd be up four games on the Chiefs.
Yep.
Like, you're not going Arrowhead this year.
No, thank goodness. Well, of course, if the Chiefs come here, there's no guarantee in the playoffs.
No, I'm just saying you don't have to go to Arrowhead.
No, I'm good with that.
Bills at Dolphins.
I'll take a sweep over the Dolphins.
Bucks at Bills in the he's got that dog in him bowl. Baker and Josh.
Absolutely.
One of them just happens to be 6'6".
Just a
the other one's
of,
like, you know.
Couple of dogs.
Just, he got that dog in a bowl.
Hey, 17-0, not going to happen. I'll take the Bucks.
Bucks. Bills, Texans.
Huh, that's, I didn't even think about it. I was watching the game last night. I forgot they were playing them in back-to-back weeks, those two teams.
Joey Bosa is going to have 5 sacks in that game.
I tell you, I'm going to take the Texans, but you're right, Joe. I think I reserve the right to turn that around because Stroud has, well, he has just nothing in front of him. So, but for now, I'll leave it. It's a tough short week. I'll leave it as a Houston win.
Owen might want to like take video and get a GIF of my reaction when you actually just
said the Texans. I saw you flinch.
It's like somebody put smelling salts in front of me.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye.
What? You picked what?
Houston.
All right.
This is why I love this segment. What's their record right now?
9-2.
9-2, and you're angry.
They were 9-0. All of a sudden, you've got them falling apart.
Go ahead. Move
falling
on.
Falling apart.
Ron to Pittsburgh.
Going to the Steelers.
Take a win.
Win over the Steelers.
I love seeing it. Didn't Aaron Rodgers say it's good they actually lost the game the other day?
I'm sure he did.
He said it was actually a good thing they lost.
Go ahead. Bengals at Bills.
Who are we going with the quarterback here?
Well, Burrow would have to be back ahead of schedule in order to play in this game. So Jake Browning.
I'm Browning.
Yeah. I'll take
Unless him. They trade for somebody, which they could do that too.
For now, it's Browning in this pick. I'll take the Bills.
Bills at Patriots.
Bills.
Bills at Browns.
Bills.
Eagles at Bills.
Eagles.
Tush push. So annoying.
The tush push bowl. How about just both teams just run the tush push? That'll get it banned.
Tush push.
McDermott is great. Like, you want to just do tush pushes all day?
Like 17 of them.
By the way, if it's they've only got 2 losses going into the Eagles game, they're already resting. You don't have to play.
There you go. That's why they lose.
Like Baltimore would have to have run the table to be alive. You have a 2-game lead on
unless
Baltimore.
Unless the Chargers are leading the West and they're
fine. All right, you're right.
But then it's going to be the whole, are you going to rest Josh Allen and not have him play for 3 weeks?
Sure.
Well, he'd have to start anyway just to keep the streak going.
It's defendable. They're not doing
it. He rested for a month before playing in the Baltimore game.
He also
put up 250 yards in the fourth quarter.
He also played against the Dolphins in a Week 18 game that meant nothing before. Like, they will not rest him for 3 weeks.
You should remind the people that are mad that Lamar threw a bunch of touchdowns in garbage time against the Ravens that the Bills did also do that against the Dolphins, putting up 56 in that game. The Bills have been known to play Josh and stack some stats, too. It's okay. Everybody does it. Jets at Bills.
Bills.
Bills. All right. So 15-2.
No, 14-3.
14-3. Who's the third loss?
Eagles.
Eagles.
14-3. It's a 2-win improvement, though, from last week.
Love it.
He must have been really impressed by that Jets win. The conference looks bad.
Yeah, I think that's more of the latter because, I wasn't I actually thought the Jets game was going to be tougher than it was. I didn't think the Jets offense would look like past Jets offenses after watching the Steelers game, which means the Steelers defense just blows chunks.
You didn't have Trubisky throwing for more yards than Justin Fields in this game?
I forgot. That's right. He had, 31?
30, it was 32 versus 27. Yeah.
32? Yeah.
I did not have you saying blows chunks on my bingo card today here.
Is that okay? Did you have to hit the dump button?
I think it's all right. It's all right, fine.
Yeah. I think.
I try and spice up the morning show when I can. I've seen the ratings.
Good thing you started now. Good thing, good. Right? Yeah.
Thank you.
Only took you 20 years to get going. Now he's on fire.
Joe, I can't believe you work with this guy.
What else is new? How are the Mets?
Kids getting married Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Awesome.
Very good. So we've diverted away from the Mets and focused on son getting married Saturday.
You know you can't wear your Air Monarchs there, right?
Why not? They're dressy.
It would be legendary.
Josh is entered a deal with New Balance, didn't he?
I saw that.
Yeah.
He did.
We're now sneaker bros.
He's not wearing those New Balance.
I don't know what he's wearing.
I have an extra pair if he needs them.
I'm just saying. The wedding is Saturday.
Yeah.
Nationals Mets at 4:10 p.m. You know, what are you going to be?
I got to be taking pictures at 4:30.
Uh-huh. Dad, take a picture. Uh-huh. Hold on. He's looking at his phone.
I'm on my phone.
Hold on. Wait. Soto's up.
Wait. How about this? Check this out. Long story short, there's two different ceremonies.
Oh.
The first one is actually Thursday at 5:30. And then we go to a dinner at 6:30. Mm-hmm. And guess what's happening at 8:15, 8:20?
On what? Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Bills.
Thank you.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out how to manage this. Like, is it okay to step away from a dinner after a wedding ceremony to go, I've got to go watch the football game?
Here's what you do. You say, I decided I'm going back to work at GR. You say that. You're like, I got to see the game. I'm going back.
I'm on the air in the morning.
I'm going back. I decided I'm not retired anymore. Then you watch it, and you wake up the next morning, and you change my mind. I thought I had to watch it for
that's
work.
That's brilliant. Mm-hmm. That's brilliant. Okay.
I mean, it's good.
I like that.
I don't know if it'll work, but
I like that.
You can watch the game. All right. What else?
Anything else?
On Prime Video, nonetheless. He's got to figure out how that works.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the restaurant that we're in
There's
has
apps.
Prime Video.
Yeah, they're probably updated.
Or whatever. I'll find a way. Well, we're actually...
Cast
whatever.
It from your phone to your TV.
Yeah, I'll
You definitely
it out.
Know how to do that, I'm sure.
Who?
You cast it from your phone to your TV.
Do what?
Never mind.
Was that a term? Cast? Like fishing? Cast?
I'll teach you.
I think you know how to do this. He's doing the Belichick. I'm not on Snap Face. He's doing that. You're doing that.
Toctic?
You know how to cast. Yeah. Right?
Cast?
Yeah, he knows. He knows.
I'm All not right. sure he knows.
I think he knows.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
See ya.
803-0550 here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.